Hello, thanks for downloading the podcast. Hope you're all okay today and looking forward to the weekend. It's Friday, July the 22nd, and I'm Rebecca Chilvers with your daily update from Suffolk News. First today, and it has been revealed that the NHS Trust, which runs West Suffolk Hospital, declared a critical internal incident last week. The scale of the challenges the Trust faced were outlined in board papers, in which Chief Executive Craig Black said there was immense pressure on services, which was taking a toll on staff. It said a resurgence of COVID paired with the warm weather, increasing demand, and the Bury St Edmunds Hospital's ongoing estate maintenance programme impacting capacity had led to the incident being declared. This was officially stepped down on Tuesday evening. And it comes as figures have revealed that thousands of working days are being lost at the Trust due to staff suffering from stress, anxiety and depression. After the statistics were shared thanks to a Freedom of Information request, a watchdog has called for greater support for staff who are struggling and noted that the issue of stretched and overworked staff is impacting on the quality of care. Mr Black said supporting staff with their health and well-being was of critical importance and that they had developed an excellent package of measures. Next, and three teenagers have been arrested in connection with a stabbing in Ipswich. Emergency services were called to Princes Street just before 10 p.m. on Wednesday after reports a 17-year-old had been stabbed. The victim was on foot and chased by a group of boys from Silent Street through Cromwell Square and Franciscan Way before he was stabbed to the legs and arms. He was later taken to hospital. The three teenagers arrested in connection with the incident have since been released on bail, and officers are set to continue patrols in the area this weekend to provide reassurance to the community. Elsewhere, and a llama which has lost the use of its legs can still get around thanks to the ingenuity of its owner. Olivia Boland and her team at Tostock Animal Parks have built what she thinks is the world's first ever llama walking frame for 5-year-old Imogene. Imogene was born at the farm near Bury St Edmunds and was able to walk and run as normal, but in late May she was unable to stand up to eat, which caused concern. It's believed the llama has a spine deformity, but as she can still eat and drink as normal, Olivia didn't want to have her put down, so she found an animal osteopath expert to try a laser treatment, which proves to be effective. But for it to have the most success, Imogene would need to walk regularly to strengthen her muscles. And that's where the walking frame has come in, and it's hoped that one day she will be able to walk without the aid of people. You can watch a lovely video of Imogene being walked around the farm on our website. In other news, festival goers are descending on Suffolk this weekend for this year's Latitude Festival. The county's biggest festival in Henham Park near Southwold is set to welcome tens of thousands of people over the next few days for live music, comedy and activities. Headlining the Obelisk Arena stage this evening will be Lewis Capaldi, with Foals and Snow Patrol set to take the headline slots on Saturday and Sunday. And finally, a couple have finally celebrated their delayed lockdown marriage with an epic Back to the Future-themed wedding. Jordan and Pete Ayris were able to celebrate their love in true 80s style, even with a DeLorean car. The pair from Ipswich had their wedding reception with just their mothers and their registrar during the May 2021 lockdown. So they've now been able to celebrate with their friends and family at Christchurch Mansion, which was also decorated in accordance with their theme. You can take a look at the quirky pictures of their Back to the Future themed wedding on our website. Also on the site, see inside a stunning townhome believed to date back to the 16th century. That's all for today. Don't forget to follow Suffolk News on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Plus you can subscribe to the IM News app. Just head to suffolknews.co.uk/subscribe.